Claro.
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine, I'm gonna have to mute.
Sure.
Clear. Close it down. Down. The back. Turn up on the blade right there. Right there.
Okay. Looks a little bit me. Where are you?
We're trying to get it.
It must be getting empty. That's good.
We're just more back there where I was. It's itching.
Well, your back is doing
down a little bit. Down a little bit. Right there. Upper level. Upper level. Upper level.
You
All
got
right. Well, you had it. You
got
back.
It. But you can still see the white. Oh, you got plenty.
Well, maybe it'll go away, but it's itchy.
I'm just trying to smear it because you had a lot on there. Shut the door, please. It picks up the noise.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, I'm here now. You can tell if I was muted or not.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
I found the
before
link,
you
so
mute,
thank you. I was able to find it.
Okay. I
thank
sent
you
an instruction. I don't know if you got them or you did it on your own, but glad you did.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Due to time considerations, I'm just going to do a L'shem Yichud and commence where we left off last night. So we're going to be in the Rosh Hashanah link that's on the Revealed Wisdom Zohar link, which is in the first row of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column. When that opens up, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll find the Rosh Hashanah link. When that opens up, look for the Parashat Emor, section 32, and then scroll down to Pasuk 201. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Uthilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenehu. Sidra bitra'a divaya lesal kalon leatrayhu. Uyashva b'aynayhu. La tzad la yitzak kamil kadmin begin dehai ba'eli Yisrael excuse me, Lisraleya Piatreya Velayapuk Batukho Livar Kedain Dinain Kulhu. The translation, the last inclusive sequence is three times tkia, trua, tkia. These need to raise them to their places and settle Isaac among them as before. For that reason, they need to place him in his place in such a way that he will not come out through the power of his givurot. All judgments are subdued then, and mercy awakens. My commentary. Do you see the spiritual law? Do you understand the spiritual law? Mercy can only manifest in the absence of judgment. There's so much to be said about that statement. My commentary, but I don't have the time and I didn't write it. Pasuk 202. Kidain kad Yisrael mitakne sadre kalin biruta deliba kad kayaut pusho farada hadar kahu shofar ilaa vikad atdar maatra Le'aliyakov v'hitakom kola v'kurseyayo acharadimiyu ugdein chedu ishtekach v'kola v'kutsha v'richu mirachem al alma zaka'a hula keton De Yisrael de Adin Lenada Ulam Shaka Lemarehon Medina Lerachame Ultak Nakulu Almin Al Yadaihu. The translation. For that reason, it behooves us to meditate and concentrate on these sounds of three times tekiah, shivarim, truah, tekiah. Three times tekiah, shivarim, tekiah, and three times tekiah, truah, tekiah. Excuse me. And they need to repent before their master. Then when Israel is ready, has readied themselves and arranged these sounds willingly and properly, with this lower shofar, Bina, the upper shofar, shines again. When it shines again, it adorns Jacob, which is their unpin, and everything is established. A different throne, the throne of mercy, is placed. Joy abounds everywhere, and the Holy One, blessed be He, has mercy upon the world. Happy is the lot of Israel, who know how to direct and draw their master from judgment to mercy, and establish the world by their handiwork. My commentary. Why is Rosh Hashanah a happy holiday when it is all about trepidation, according to the religious explanation? This is one reason why the Sod, the Kabbalah, must be studied. Pasuk 203. Kacha tse lekabel da tela ta sifrin petichin bioma da ma derachamin mitarin vidinin kashyan nitkafyan bialin leduk taihu. Kahu letata ke gavna, ilela dinin kashyan, it kafyan ve it avaru, me alma uman inun, ilen inun reshaim, gemurim ve inun dinin, kashyan ve it kafyan, the itavaru me alma the alda nikatavim veneher matamim viku amarabi abba vadaida huberira the mila berish rachamana tishailna viravachna. The translation. Come and see. In correspondence to this, the three sequences of the shofar are the three columns. Three books are open on that day. One is for the holy righteous, the secret of the right column. One for the holy evil, the secret of the harsh judgment on the left column. And one for the mediocre, the secret of the central column. Just as through the blowing of the shofar, mercy awakens and harsh judgments are subdued and returned to their place. It is below as it is above. The harsh judgments below are subdued and removed from the world. These are the holy wicked who are harsh judgments. They are subdued and removed from the world. By that, they are written and sentenced to death immediately. The holy righteous, a chariot to the right, are written to life immediately. And the mediocre, who are a chariot to the central column, are in suspense until Yom Kippur, when it is completed through the illumination of Chachma in Bina. The light of life, Rabbi Abba said, surely this is the clear meaning of the matter. Blessed is the merciful that I have asked, and I have attained these matters. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 204. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kiti Zikron Teruah zikaron avdenan, ekavna laiba uruta, Yisrael avdin, zikaron litata bema, peovada begin deit armila, kehahu kavna, leela. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, it is written, a memorial of blowing, which means we are reminded to direct the heart and wish in the manner mentioned above. Israel perform a memorial below by the deed of blowing the shofar, so that a similar thing will be aroused above. My commentary. All of what is taught about the Kavanah of the Shofar on the Hashem website is expressed by this pasuk. And what I'm referring to is that whole sequence of the right column of the right column of the right column of the right column and the right column of the right column of the right column of the left column and the right column of the right column of the right column of the central column. All of that Kavanah, all the different levels of recognizing the four frames of reference is all discussed coming from what this is said in this Pasuk. Pasuk 205. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ketiv Bakise Liyom Hagenu Leitkasya Beya Sihara Behech Itkasya Ela Kad Kaima Eva, Bashim Shah La Nahir, Kedain Sihara, Eat Kasya, Vila Nahir, the Alda, Nikame, Eva, Shim Shah La Nahir, Kafshin Sihara, the Eat Kasya, Vila Nahira, the Alda, Bakise, Liom Hagenu, the high, the eat kasya, sihara uvma nahir, kola betiuta, uvkal shufara, diktiv ashre ha'am, yode teruwa kedain, hashem bior panecha, yahalekun. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, it is written at the full moon, also at the covering on our feast day. This is because the moon, Malchut, was covered on it. For on Rosh Hashanah the moon is hidden. And he asks, how is it covered? And he answers, when there is a cloud underneath the sun, and the sun, which is Zeranpin, does not shine, the moon is covered. Which means it does not shine, since there is no one from which to receive light. For whatever Malchut has, she receives from Zeranpin. Therefore, if because of the clouds, which indicate judgments, the sun, Zeranpin, cannot shine, the moon all the more is hidden and cannot illuminate. Hence, in that the covering, the word is keseh, which is the same letters as kiseh, meaning throne, at the covering on our feast day. Keseh is spelled with hey in the final position to indicate that the moon is covered because of judgments. How can everything, both Zeranpin and Malchut, shine? What I said earlier about the same letters as Kisei, the throne, it's correct but not correct. Because Kisei, the throne, is spelled with an aleph, not a hey. Through repentance and the sound of the shofar, as written, happy is the people that know the joyful note. Then they shall walk Hashem in the light of your countenance. My commentary is that there's no need for commentary. Between yesterday and these last five pasukim, there's been a tremendous amount of revelation of light in understanding why we blow the shofar, how to blow the shofar, what is the kavanah of the shofar. The more often you read this, and I know there's not enough time to do it often enough between now and Rosh Hashanah, the hearing of the shofar, but the main points to remember is happy are those who know the shofar, who know the blowing of the shofar. If you take nothing else away from this discussion, you have achieved much of what you need to achieve. We are at the end of the dissection, and we will have another section 33 to read, which has the name, the title of Rosh Hashanah. So does anyone have any questions before we go on? Please open up section 33. You can find it on the same landing page, the Rosh Hashanah landing page. And we will start with Pasuk 206. Bachodesh Ashvi Bechad Lechodesh Ovigomer Pikuda Dalit Koa Shofar Barosh Hashanah Tehu Yomad Dina Leal Makimad Yokimna Behauch Muhav Dikiv Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Bakeseliom Hagenu Behait Mar Dehaihu Yomad Sihara It Kase Beya the Kaim Alma Bidana Begin Dehahu Mekat Rega Hafe the Kase Yanal Pidha Almalka Atar Dina Sharya Limitapa Dina Alma. The translation, this section is the beginning a section of the Reaya Mehemna, who is the faithful shepherd, who is the soul of Moses coming to teach Rabbi Shimon and his son Rabbi Elazar while they were in the cave. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, this mitzvah is to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is judgment day to the world, as has been explained. We explain the words, blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, or the covering on our feast day. We learn that this day is a day when the moon, Malchut, is covered and the world is under judgment. For the prosecutor covers and hides and locks the entrance to the king, who is there on pin, and the moon is a place where judgment abides, to demand justice from the world. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as it is written. Rosh Hashanah is a day where Zer Anpin is separated from Malchut by a covering of judgment. This judgment demands justice. And do you know what justice looks like? Pasuk 207. Ve'itema ech yityahiv le'yarishu lehau Mekat rega lehapaka umit badina Ela vadai bina bida Tehai mekat rega Shavei kudsha barichu Lamit badina al kol alma Vishave leya yomaya diua Lamit ba kameya Kaldinim di alma Tehakucha barichu Aved leya Vishave leya Kameya lemecheve Dehilu diku chabarihu salaka visharya alkola virazada vihe alohim asa shayiru milfanecha milfanav maikasa asa lehai lekatraga Veitkin leya kameya lemecheve saifa shinana alkol alma vekolda begin diad chalun mikame kuchabrihu kola vedaihu santira Tetavacho ve bene nasha, Tetavadina, Tetapis bene nasha, Tetatilon, Tetalkelon, Kolakima defa, Tenafik, Mindina. The translation. You may wonder how the prosecutor was given permission to cover the light of Malkut and demand punishment. And he answers, surely the Holy One, blessed be He, allowed the prosecutor to demand justice from the whole world. He allotted him a specific day in which to demand all the punishments in the world, for the Holy One, blessed be He, made him and placed him before himself. So the fear of the Holy One, blessed be He, will increase and rest on everyone. This is the secret of, and Elohim does it so that men should fear before Him. What is does? He did this prosecutor and made him before himself to be a sharp sword over the whole world, all for the reason that all will fear the Holy One, blessed be He. He oversees and prosecutes the sins of people. He demands punishment and seizes people. He kills them and strikes them, all just as it was decided in court. My commentary. This pasuk seems at odds with the Kabbalah teachings that Hashem only shares. And how do we reconcile this? Hopefully it will become clear below. Pasuk 208. Kegav na dehahu mimune beit din diltata diat yahiv leya rishu leyad kirakame beidina. Veloni avad kach ufloni avar al kach umitba alaihu dina utnan rishu ait yahiv lehahu mimune beitin lianala al beidina pitcha Ad yigzerun dina al kol ma teihu tava veleit rishu leveit dein ledachyayo leya begin ki ani Hashem oheb mishpat veihu vayedi alma Yitkayam bedina Uminda de it din de it dain. The translation. It is like the minister appointed over the terrestrial court who was given permission to mention before the court that so-and-so did this, and so-and-so transgressed that, and to demand punishment. we learn that the minister appointed over the court was given permission to lock the entrance to the court until the verdicts will be meted out to all his persecution. The court is not allowed to decline him because, for I, Hashem, love justice, and he wants the world to be maintained by judgment so as to make known that there is judgment and there is a judge. All this applies to the terrestrial court. My commentary. This world is maintained by love and mercy. Yet to continue to appreciate love and mercy, we need a choice. This is provided by the team opponent, judgment. To have judgment, there needs to be a perceived judge. Our judge is our own actions, and that is very hard to understand. It's not Hashem who sits on the throne of judgment. It's your own judgments, your own actions. That is who judges you. Pasuk 209. Ki hai gavna shave kudsha barichu kameya lehai deyihu tava dina kame malka al ko bene alma Uhayoma ityahiv leya rashu lekasa pitha demalka vsihara ithapyayo legoi adit kazar dina al kol bene alma fiaf al gav de kola It gale kame kucha brifu la bae la bedina. The translation, the Holy One, blessed be He, did the same. He placed before Him that prosecutor who demands punishment before the king for all the people in the world. On that day, he is given permission to cover the entrance of the king, Zeranpin, and the moon, Malchut, is hidden inside until punishment is meted out to all the people in the world. Though everything is revealed before the Holy One, blessed be He, nevertheless, He desires nothing but according to judgment. My commentary. The world needs to run according to strict judgment. This is the boomerang law. This is actually the way the world works. What one does returns to one. This is the law of conservation of eternal energy. This is not just my opinion. It is my opinion. It is the teachings in Kabbalah, but applied in a more expansive way. It's up to you to consider the truth of this for yourself. But the boomerang law is real. The conservation of energy is a physical principle in the mathematics of science. Pasuk 2:10. Kola ke gavna chada ela vetata atkin kurseya tadina bahayoma visanti rata vetava dina al kolovade bene alma kol chad vechad kifum archol tfum madi avad V'sachadin atyan v'sachadei al kol ovadei b'nei alma v'ileini nuneinei Hashem de'inun mishate, v'kol alma v'kama inun. Einai Hashem de'leit lon tushbana, de'kazle umshatte, v'kol alma v'chaman kol avade, v'nei alma. The translation. Everything operates in the same way, above and below. On that day, the Holy One, blessed be He, fixes the throne of judgment, and the administrator comes and demands justice for all the deeds of the people in the world, each according to his ways and deeds. Witnesses come and testify to all the deeds of the people in the world. And these witnesses are called the eyes of Hashem that roam throughout the whole world and see the deeds of the people in the world. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Do you see any limitation to the concept of the eyes of Hashem? The eyes of Hashem is limited to consciousness, and Adam, A-T-O-M, has consciousness and can be a witness in that court. Pasuk 2:11. Vavili nun dila shamashkichin dila mistachlin bilvadehon dehalagabehu kaimin ilen sachadeh Malka umashkichin, v'chaman koma deinun, avdin v'kamare, tehainun salke v'sachade, kame malka v'hai santira, kaim kame malka v'tavadina, peloni avar. Dina Peloni Avad Kach Dehakaka Sachade Viadikucha Barichu La Shail Lone Lakes Lone Rishu The Sachade Kaden Inun Sachade Sachaduta. The translation. Woe to those who do not care and do not observe their doings, for the witnesses of the king stand by them, observe and see whatever they do or say. They ascend and testify before the king. The administrator stands before the king and demands punishment. So-and-so transgressed the law, and so-and-so did that. Here are the witnesses. As long as the Holy One, blessed be He, does not ask them, they have no permission to testify. When He asks them, they deliver their testimony. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, yet what is its purpose? What does it teach us that we would not realize on our own? There is a spiritual law. Without a vessel, there can be no revelation. This is why the judge needs to ask a question to build a vessel. This is true for you, as you are your own judge. Always know why you do things. Always search to learn why you do things. Pasuk 2:12. V'kola achtiv kame, malka bepitka, bevei malka yitchad, hekala, tamalya esha, chivavra v'hayesha, mitgalgela, v'palka v'lachit, shavivin, v'hayla pasik le'almin, le'goy hay hekala, it hekala, ochara malya, esha ukama, tila pasik le'almin, tirein sufrin, kayamin tadir, kameya malka, pishata dadina sahadin, kol sahade kame, malka inun, sufrin adlin, mehahu palga, pedesha hivavra, pekat vealea, behahu eshaukama. The translation. Everything is put in writing before the king. In the king's house, there is a certain chamber full of white fire. This fire rolls in a circle with burning sparks and never ceases. Inside the chamber, there is another chamber full of black fire, which never ceases. Two scribes stand before the king at all times. During trials, all witnesses testify before the king. The scribes take from the circle of white fire and write the verdict on it with the black circle. My commentary. This is a description of the Torah scroll. Since the pattern of the scroll applies to everyone, and everything ever created is revealed in the black fire on the white fire, the black letters on the white scroll. Verse 2:13. Ukdein malka admit dina adzimna yadiya dilma bein kach uvein kach yachadrun bitshuva iyachadrun pitkin nikrayin ve'ilav malka yativ ve'kalinun devezekuta Kame kameya, karoza kam the garis, elune avad kachman yolif, aleya zekut, e it man de yolif, aleya. Zechut ya'ut ve'ilav ha'it mesar l'santira. The translation. The king then holds the verdict for some time, in case they will repent in the meantime. If they returned in repentance, the writings are torn up. If not, the king sits, and all the defenders stand before him. The crier stands and announces, so-and-so did this, who shall defend him? If there is someone to defend him, it is well. Otherwise, he is given to the administrator for punishment. My commentary. This is a description of the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. This is my opinion. Who will be your defender? Pasuk 2:14. V'kol ha'yadaku chabarichu amayitzderich l'kol da'ela begindela yehe pitra tefuma libne alma ela li'achaza'a Tekola avid baro pelo rach keshot benicha kameya mande ishtaziv mindineya peite matenalan Ha'it besar, ve'hakimei ve'afilu, ve'mandila yadein, mandivae li'istakla, yashkach be'ma, ve'ihu be'it yalya, va'yeda kima de'ihu, ve'sitra de'ha, Kola ke gavna chada, kol ma de fakid kudsha barichu, ve'ara kola ihu, ke gavna dilela. He asks, yet the Holy One, blessed be He, knows everything. Why does He need all this? And he answers, this is so that people will have no excuse, but rather to show that he does everything truthfully. He prefers it when one is saved from his punishment. You may ask whence we know this. This was given to the sages, and even those who do not know, whoever may wish to see, may see what is divulged below in this world, and thus know what is a mystery above, since everything follows the same pattern. For whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the ways of the world is the likeness of above. My comment. The process acts as witness, or as witnesses to the truthfulness of Hashem, in the verdict of the Rosh Hashanah effect. Human memory is deficient, thus the continuous opportunity to do teshuvah is a result of the potential remembering. Yoma, Pasuk 2:15. Yoma de Rabbehia, Ihu Yoma de Dina, Umaoka Yativ. The course ayo de dina santi ratate the hapape pita de malka vitava dina viaf algav de kucha barifu rahim lea de dina yamadiat amer ki ani Hashem. Ohev mishpat neatzach rachimu divno lirchimu dedina uvshata desantira akam lemitan milim alaihu pakid lemitzchai vashufar begin leikara Rachame mitata Eila behahu shofar. The day of Rosh Hashanah is judgment day, and the king sits on the throne of judgment. The administrator comes and covers the entrance to the king and demands punishment. Even though the Holy One, blessed be He, loves judgment, as it is written, for I, Hashem, love justice, the love of His children overcomes the love of judgment. When the administrator rises to speak about them, the Holy One, blessed be He, commands to blow the shofar in order to rouse love from below upward by that shofar. My commentary. This is the reason that there is a mitzvah to blow the shofar. This is why this tool has been created and why it is given to us as a mitzvah. Pasuk 2:16. Sal kahahu kala. Kalila biyesha, Perucha umaya, Vita ved minaihu, Kala chada, Ve'ita kala achara, ve'elav kad hahu, kale yitzar me'ayla, umita takedain kol, ta'anon dekata'in, hahu mekatriga, mita'ar benevei. The translation. The sound rises included a fire, wind, and water, which corresponds to Chesed, Geburah, and Tiferet, that merge into one sound. Another sound from above is roused before it, which is the central column that joins left and right. When that sound is roused from above and from below, all the charges the prosecutors raise are confused. My commentary. Unification has the effect of sweetening judgment, at a minimum. Unification of the Sefirot above and the knowing, the hearing, the blowing of the shofar below is judgment at its best and its most truthful. Pasuk 2:17. Biyom Adirosh Hashana Nafik Yitzhak Bilchodo Vikare Le'esav Le'atama Le'atav Shilin Dekol Alma Kol Chad Kifum Orcho deha behahiyo shata v'tichen v'tichena einan nav merot defnafik mineya mandiachsha ape biryan v'it berash v'shakiv Al arseya didina vikare le'esav v'amar v'tsuda litzayid v'yase le'imat amim v'haviali. The translation. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, Isaac comes out alone. That is, the left column reigns without the right, without the joining of the central column, which are Abraham and Jacob. He calls Esau, the other side, to give him dishes to eat of the whole world, according to their deeds, namely to demand punishment for the actions of all the people in the world. For at that time, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. Because he that darkens the people's faces comes out from him. That is, the prosecutor is drawn from the left when it is without the right. He is separated from the right and central column, lies on the couch of judgment and calls Esau, who is the other side and the prosecutor. And he said, catch me some venison and make me savory food from the evil deeds of people, and bring it to me. My commentary. Is this truly code words for us to learn? Pasuk 2:18. Barivka Amra El Yaakov Bina Vechima Dinavsha Bina Rechima Ve'it masar la miyoma, ve'it vere alma, ufki dat leya, ve'it arayu beinun, matamim dileya, ve'akov itar, mitata umit levash, bitzlotin uvautin, Ukaha ko Yaakov, behahu shofar, bekasalik, beitar Yaakov, Begabeya, Beit Kariv Behadeya, Beyagesh Lo Yevayak Vayakal, Beit Kalil Dabeda Kevan, Beit Kalil Behadeya, Beyave Lo Yain Da Yain the Mean Terea. Tira Yain Dehu Hedu Diliba Raza Di Alma Diate Kedain Yarach Et Reach Begadal Tilotin Besalkin Uvautin Yavai Barakehu Nachrugza Behade Liba Bekolaihu Rachamei. The translation. And Rivka spoke to Jacob, her son, her heart's beloved, her beloved son given to her since the world was created. She orders him to rouse himself with his own dishes. Jacob awakens below. He dons prayers and petitions. And the voice is Jacob's voice. And the celestial shofar, the supernal Jacob, awakens, who is the central column, towards him, towards Isaac, and approaches him by joining him with Abraham, who is on the right. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, which means they were incorporated within each other. And the Mohin shone, the secret of eating. Once the central column was included in him, he brought him wine. He preserved wine, namely the illumination of Chachmah that shines from below upwards. Fixed by the central column, the wine rejoices. The heart, the secret of the world to come, namely the illumination of Chachmah that is drawn from Bina, called the world that is coming. Then he smelt the smell of his garments, that is, the ascending prayers and petitions, and blessed him. That means anger abated, the heart rejoiced, and everything is full of mercy. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one must learn why there is a unification between direct light of Chachmah and the returning light of Chachmah. Pasuk 2:19. Kevandi hu it kalil biyako, kol inun chayalin, betukvin berugzain, dechavoz meaning, it padru, vila ishtakahu, Taman de Yisrael Nafkin, Mindina Vechadba, Uvarkan Vayahiyach, Yatsa Yatsa Yaakov, Ma Meat Pene Yitzhak Aviv, Peoma Da Bechadba, Uvirka Ila Ain. Be'esav achiv ba'metzedo ta'in ta'o'ane me'ovaded yalmad ve'yayas gam hu mitamim chadid lishane limitan ta'anot atkin sachade ve'yaveh V'yavi v'yomer t'ayakum avid yat ir v'dina v'yakal k'ma ovadin bishin t'kol alma d'ka yishkachna. The translation. Once he is incorporated in Jacob, all the awaiting powers, harsh judgments, and anger dispersed and were no longer present there. Israel emerged from judgment with happiness and blessings, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father on that day with joy and celestial blessings, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting, loaded with burdens of the deeds of the world to denounce them. And he also had made savory food, sharpening his tongue to give charges and prepare testimony, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise," rousing himself with his judgment, "and eat the many evil deeds done in the whole world that I have found." My commentary. Why do you think the Zohar needed three pasukim to teach all of these code words? It's clearly because of the three columns. Pasuk 220. We're out of time for this class. We have a Tikkuni Zohar class coming up, so I'm going to leave it up to the people on this class. Do you want to continue this in the next class? It starts at the 8:30 West Coast time. Or do you want to do the Tikkuni Zohar and we'll finish these verses after Rosh Hashanah? I'll let you all unmute your phones.
Well, I know that I'm going to finish reading it tonight. There's not that much
left. It's not that much more, so mm-hmm. You know, you can all do it on your own.
Right.
So that would leave us one vote for the Tikkuni Zohar at 8:30. Anybody
okay.
else? The one vote carries her. I hope you all have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you.
And I hope you'll join us for the Tikkuni Zohar class.
I'm going to go wash my face.
I understand.
Okay.
Shalom.
Thanks
to all.
Again.
If I don't speak to you before then, there is the Hadarat Nedarim tomorrow morning, along with the Slichot. So hope you'll join us then. But if not, all of you have a wonderful, healthy, prosperous, happy New Year. Shalom to all.
Okay, thanks.